There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
The ACM.
The Grammy goes to
music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Night, Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Watch the Wolves host Milwaukee at Allstate Arena tonight, 7 o'clock. Only on the U2. Jackie Robinson West stripped of its U.S. championship after Little League International found the team violated boundary rules when assembling their squad. In a press conference moments ago, Reverend Jesse Jackson called the punishment unfair.
I've never known such retroactive punitive action before, ever. No casual fan would be chasing out the addresses of the players on the field. Have you ever heard of that? Have you? Say no.
President of Evergreen Park Little League Chris Janes told Spiegel and Manley on The Score today that he first became suspicious when he saw a sign at Linwood Town Hall congratulating one of the players that was a resident there, despite the fact Linwood is outside J.R. West's boundaries. After a win over Sacramento last night, the Bulls practiced today. An MRI confirms a shoulder strain for Jimmy Butler. He is day-to-day. Bulls take on the Cavs tomorrow. Tonight, the Blackhawks host the Canucks at the UC, and they will have Chris Versteeg available. He's taken off the injured list. Joakim Nordstrom has been sent back to Rockford. In football, the Bears have hired Ben Wilkerson as the assistant offensive line coach. He will replace Pat Meyer, who is not going to return to the team. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Jerry Tarkanian, formerly with UNLV, died at the age of 84 today. They're all bad people. We'll have college basketball on the score tonight. DePaul takes on St. John's. We've got the broadcast at 7:45, starting with you, Terry. This update brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Yeah, that's right, you.
Me?
PNC Bank, for any of your financial needs or goals, PNC is there to help you achieve more with your savings through a premium money market account, because great customers deserve a great rate. Rate information available at pnc.com/save more. 670 weather tonight, windy, chance of snow, low of around 9, wind chills as low as 15 below, partly sunny tomorrow, high of 12. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by CDH Proton Center.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Regarding what's going on with Jackie Robinson West and residency issues, I don't want to see the kids themselves penalized. I would like to see the cheating adults have to pay some price.
Yeah, but then you got kids in Vegas saying we got screwed again. We done got screwed twice.
Do they go co-champions? Once you start down that
remember,
road...
Remember, this story united this city until you just started breaking it apart again. It seems readily apparent to me what happened here. I mean, all these people aren't wrong. This reporting isn't wrong. The only thing that makes sense is to take the title. I don't believe they'll do it. I don't think they have the balls to do it. That's what I would think of some kind of a ban where you're not invited back. And while that may satisfy some, it's certainly not going to satisfy the team that's kicking up a fuss.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
The South Side, this is Danielle on The Score.
I, as a mother who has a kid who plays Little League, if these kids are stripped, I will pull my kid out. And I will recommend every black parent pull their kid out. If you strip Jackie Robinson West, if they get stripped, no black kid will ever play Little League baseball again.
That's not true. And that shouldn't be true.
Are you black? And are you somebody's mother?
My feeling as a parent is that the best lesson that can be learned is not to cheat.
Idiot and Bernstein.
Over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
Beautiful lake in the summertime.
Dan Bernstein.
If, in fact, Jerry Tarkanian leaves us, would that then make him Left Shark?
That's not a way.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
All right, so that path has been gone down. Every black kid will be pulled out of Little League. So that path has been taken now.
I can't believe what we just heard, that the father of the now defrocked manager of Jackie Robinson West claimed racial bias in the umpiring, and also insinuated that the entire Las Vegas Mountain Ridge team was racist because of their toy rally monkey. He said the monkey in the bat bag, and then he insinuated that they only had that because they're all racists.
Has he ever heard of the California Angels, the Anaheim Angels?
Well, how about this?
Los Angeles Angels. Ever heard of them?
How about this article from the Las Vegas Review-Journal? Okay? Las Vegas Review-Journal. You may have noticed on TV a large stuffed gorilla in the Mountain Ridge dugout throughout the series. There's a story behind it. Nick Kornman, who played for the Mountain Ridge All-Stars last year, received the gorilla as a present from a family member who brought it all the way from Korea. Kornman passed it down to this year's team. It's like our rally monkey that brings us good luck, said Mountain Ridge player Drew Laspaluto, who along with teammate Andrew Matulich has been in charge of making sure the gorilla attends all games. It has been with us every tournament, district, state, regionals, and here. Should Las Vegas and South Korea win today, the two would meet for the Little League World Series title Sunday. It's anyone's guess as to which side the gorilla would then support. But no, according to the father of the former coach, it's that team is all a bunch of racists. This is awful. This is, you know what?
Press conferences. I mean, you just keep pulling up people that don't know. You know what I mean? Completely uninformed about everything.
And then the next mother stands up there and says that this is interrupting the money college pipeline.
Yeah, the money college
pipeline. It doesn't interrupt anything. Colleges find it. This is one tournament. That's all.
That's all it is.
It's one tournament.
I believe they'll go to high school unless they're standing up there still. I believe they'll all go to high school at some point, you know, pretty soon here.
You know, this,
get their chance.
This sucks for the city. It really does. It sucks for the city.
Well, I would just say that, you know, you might have went a little crazy for it anyway, but that's okay. That's what you chose to do. You chose to do it. And now I would just suggest that somebody somewhere act like an adult.
Well, Chesty Puller says Jesse Jackson should remember that if he had clue one about what honesty, fairness, and integrity were all about, his dirtbag thief of a son would probably learn some of these lessons early in life and wouldn't be sitting in prison right now.
Oh, I've got stories, yeah. I know things.
In Evergreen Park, Ken, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I oversee the area that Evergreen Park is in for Little League District 8. The real sad part of it is as they're race baiting now, is that for years, and I'm talking 20 years, the relationship between JRW and EP has been one of friendship and greatness. And the sadder thing about this is JRW, there have been good people there. They've done a lot of good things, and they never wanted their leagues and kids to be about race. It was never about race. And now they're turning it into this. And it's worse than you even think on the surface, Dan. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad.
It can't end well. Nothing going down this road cannot end well.
No, and if you knew the process of how extensive it was when we check in these documents, it's a grand conspiracy that took it to happen. I mean, when they check in, we did the 11-year-old version of the tournament. Remember, there's an 11-year-old state tournament, and it was our league's turn to host it. So we check in our district. Okay, now we're hosting it. Now Jackie Robinson, who happened to win the 11-year-old district in Eastside Little League, were there. We check them in. You know, you have to come in there. You're coming in with a map,
right,
of everything, three forms of ID. And you're counting on the DA to be honest, and the league president to be honest.
When you the DA, you mean the district administrator?
Yes, the district administrator.
And that's the guy who also just lost his job.
Yes, and the league president. So
there may
in order
be too
to,
many.
Yes.
There so may be too many.
I guess my point is, guys, in order to cheat, I mean, Little League's taking a lot of hits today. In order to cheat, you have to have, like, this grand conspiracy that they did.
Yeah, a lot of people have to be involved, and you wonder if there are falsified documents.
And I could just say one thing, Dan, too. There's a lot of things about Little League that have nothing to do with this tournament. ESPN doesn't show the Challenger game before the championship game. And a lot of the good things that do come of it. And, you know, I would hope, as I'm friends with the founder. I'm friends with Bill Haley. My hope and would be that... that these guys come out and just admit it.
No.
I think this race stuff.
No.
And,
stop.
You know, they're good. They've done a lot of good over a lot of years, Dan. They opened it up.
No, I believe you. Unfortunately, Ken, I think they've made their choice, and they've chosen poorly.
They opened up. Door is open. Kicked it in. With people who didn't know exactly what they were talking about, but they were willing to all say it had to do with race.
You know what happened here? I think some, and I believe that's true. I believe there are some really good people with the Jackie Robinson program.
I'm sure.
I think they have allowed their interests to be hijacked just as they hijacked the interests of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gone up a level.
Yep.
In Beverly, Tony is on the score.
Hello, guys. How are you this afternoon?
Good, Tony.
Good. Just want to give another perspective. I lived in Beverly for over 40 years, and I grew up playing with people like Dan Hines and Tom Dart. I know what's going on in Beverly in the sense of the situation with Jackie Robinson. Actually, being a black person, I was asked, who I lived in Beverly, to go register and play for JRW because a lot of the commissioners in Beverly didn't want me to play there just because of, you know, shall we say, just things that were beyond my control. But my real question is, with 2 years ago when the city decided to restructure the entire wards, one of my teammates' son was affected by that. He was basically living a block away from the outside the area, and they told him to go register for another team or another league. And again, that's something that has to do with city and politics. So what happens when your son has to play in one league and he's already committed to another league just because of the boundaries of the ward? I mean, is it fair to change leagues in the middle of the year for the kids?
You know what? That's a different question.
It's a different question.
I can't answer. I don't know, and I don't know what that has to do with anything happening at the moment. In Lindenhurst, we take our first Bob on the score today.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a comment on, I believe my IQ level went down several points in listening to that nonsensical rambling between Flager and Jackson. I can't believe every time I see them on television or hear them on the radio, they talk about racism, but they're the biggest bigots and are so jaded against anything within that doesn't fall within their, you know, African American sensibility.
Well, no, the point was they played fast and loose with the facts.
Yeah.
Regardless of anything else, when pressed on what they knew about what actually happened, they then stepped back and said, "Oh, I don't really know what's going on. I don't really know about it."
Yeah. Right. I've coached baseball in a small area, Lake Villa. It's north of Gurnee. And, you know, I've experienced this with parents who were actually coaches falsifying birth certificates.
Of course. Yeah, and I think we should say preemptively today that we've all coached. We've all coached baseball.
Yes.
We all have experience that I don't think any of us really has some sort of unique, unless there's somebody directly involved.
Yeah. The only difference is that I was brilliant.
Yeah, I don't think there's any unique insight into this situation.
No, not
because of any
one.
Of our experiences of what's going on.
It taught my brilliance.
It just seems over the last few days we've had a lot of people sort of prefacing everything.
I'm a coach, I'm an administrator.
If there's a specific question to be answered, that's fine. But this is sort of when everybody turns into an expert here. But unless somebody is, like our earlier caller, involved with one of the leagues in question that is actually material to the discussion, I don't think we need to
no, we don't care.
Catalog everyone's experience connected to youth baseball.
Correct.
In Braidwood, here is John on the score.
It seems ridiculous to me. At what point do we consider these guys, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, David Duke, irrelevant when they're covering topics that are so small. I mean, Jesse Jackson went overseas to have prisoners freed, and now he's over here fighting about this is a racist act. I don't know anything about it, but it's a racist act. Mm-hmm. That these guys are even involved in something so tiny, so small. And they've got such a bigger scope. At what point do we consider them irrelevant?
That's up to you. And you're allowed to consider them irrelevant.
I consider many of them irrelevant right now.
Right.
That you've mentioned.
Why?
I mean, today was not a... Today's a good day for nobody. It's a good day for nobody. And they made it that way. They turned this into something it's not. Didn't know the facts. Jackson, not sure. Flager, I don't know what happened here, but I know. Here's what I think. I mean, and you are punishing people that don't deserve to be punished. Punishing Little League and all that and saying 6 months later, come on. I mean,
how about those poor Mountain Ridge players who now are painted as active racists because of their toy rally gorilla that they had at every single game against every single opponent?
You think that guy's going to take it back? I don't think so.
No, he puts that out there.
Yeah, you turn this into something, I mean, just so damn ugly for no reason. Nobody's out to get you. Boy, if Little League likes doing this, you don't think Little League understands what this meant?
We're Boers and Bernstein. We've got a lot more conversation to be had today on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Magic Johnson smashed Jim Buss once again yesterday on ESPN. Magic said, quote, Jim is trying to do it himself and trying to prove to everybody that this was the right decision, that my dad gave me the reins. He's not consulting anybody that can help him achieve his goals and dreams to win an NBA championship, end of quote. Straight fire, Irv. He's right when he says that this is the biggest offseason of Buss's life. They absolutely have to find a legitimate max player to take that money, something they have not been able to do. Normally, I would say, you're not helping them, you're hurting them, Irv, and you shouldn't be talking like that on TV, man. But I'm not, because Irv is right, and I'm glad he's saying it. Name one thing that Buss has done to improve that franchise since he took over. Exactly. Nothing. Step up, Jimbo. It's now or never. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
She expects flowers, and you haven't gotten them yet, but we're going to fix that right now, thanks to ProFlowers.com. Here's the offer. 2 dozen assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase, all for $29.99 from ProFlowers. Or you can really impress her by upgrading to 2 dozen long-stem assorted roses, chocolates, and an upgraded cherry vase for only $9.99 more. Just go to ProFlowers.com, but you have to enter my code Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Pro Flowers, quick, easy, guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. You can't beat the price, can't beat the convenience. And even if you have Valentine's Day plans already, your dinner reservations, etc., you got to get these flowers delivered. And these are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. If you haven't done it, do it. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, type in Bernstein, ProFlowers.com, click the mic, type the code Bernstein. Order today. This deal expires at midnight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he is available exclusively at vermontsteddybear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, well, think again, because she is. She read the book and she cannot wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the
musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar now just $99. Three pairs of Vic Firth X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
What kind of cake will they serve at your retirement party? Chocolate? Red velvet? Or how about something exotic, like a French petit gâteau? Well, go ahead and call the bakery, because whether you plan to retire in 15 years or 50, a State Farm agent can help you take charge of your retirement and help make it seem like, well,
a piece of cake.
To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com. Neither State Farm nor its agents provide tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult your own advisor regarding your particular circumstances.
Tires, service, all in one place. Cassidy Tire and Service is the one stop to keep your vehicle running right. Cassidy is Chicagoland's tire experts. We stock a perfect match to your car, truck, van, or SUV, all at low, competitive prices that will fit your budget, too. Little changes can make a big difference in your car's performance. Cassidy can swap out your old air filter in just minutes. Stop in now and save on any new Delco battery in stock. Change out your old wiper blades. Plus, Cassidy can save you money on your next oil change, brake service, coolant flushes. For tires and service made simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family.
Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
Music set.
and Jesse Jackson to realize that, and they probably do, but I mean, I really think that, look, I know there's injustice, I know there's things wrong, but not everything in the world happens to you because you're black.
An opportunity to teach the kids a life lesson has now been replaced by claiming victimization when there's none there.
Mm-hmm.
Racist opponent, racist umpires.
Yep.
A reaffirmation rally. They cheated and they got caught.
Yep.
No one's blaming the kids. You don't have to, and people are issuing statements about the kids.
Dude ought to take that back too about that Vegas team too. That's just hideous to say that.
Yeah,
that's
to insinuate that your opponent was racist because of their toy rally monkey that had been with them at every game. That's an awful thing to do.
It really is.
That's just a bad person that does something like that.
Yep.
Where you drag them into it. You know better. You know better.
Yep.
Northside, Al, you're on the score.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead, Al.
All right, Al's gone.
Electrocuted.
Rashad is in Gary. He's on the score.
Yeah, let me just say this. Nobody gives a damn about the kids, really. If you want to be frank about it, it's really about if these kids didn't win, nobody wouldn't be saying anything. This wouldn't be an issue. Nobody really cared. This happens on a regular basis in the Little League, but it just happened to be I'm not going to go on to Jesse and Father Fletcher about the racism around the monkey. That's beyond, you know, that's just really just crazy. But for real, a group of black kids from Chicago wasn't expected to win the World Series, Little League World Series. That's the bottom line.
No, it's not. It's not the bottom line.
Let me tell you why. It was a feel-good story because everybody made money off of it. everything, the advertisers. Nobody's going to give that money
back. It was a feel-good story, but it wasn't true.
But just like Danny did. Everybody knew Danny was 40 years old before the league came out. Danny, what was his name?
Almonte.
Yeah. Everybody knew he was 40 years old when he was playing.
Well, there were all kinds of suspicions regarding this team, but the fact is, it was cheating. They got caught.
But the story, it's not really cheating.
It is.
Steroids cheating.
No, that's no, it is. No, don't mention steroids.
I guarantee you, if this was a group of white kids that wanted, there would be no story about it.
The team from the Bronx got caught. The team from the Philippines got caught. This is the third team. There is precedent for it. It has happened with other teams. So stop being a victim. You're not a victim.
Yeah, the persecution complex is really, again, in this case, you don't even know the information, and you're holding a press conference.
Yeah, that's the thing. If Michael Flager says, "Well, I don't really know," I don't really know, then what are you doing up there?
Why are he has to be there?
Why are you standing there?
Because he has to be there. You know that. He has to be there.
Here is Don in his car on the score.
Thank you. I appreciate you, gentlemen. I just want to say this. I don't think you two guys understand what we go through. I think that everything that we have and is getting torn down right in front of us, that's why we call it here. We ain't.
What does that have to do with this situation?
What it has to do with is that it would never got investigated this much if it was a white team that won. If they could not swallow the fact that a team of black
people—it's happened before, other teams that weren't all black. So that's not true.
Okay. But this is the simple fact. This is the simple fact.
But what you just said isn't true.
Okay, this is my take on it. Again, I'm gonna act off emotions. I'm gonna act off what I see. All I can go
Here's my suggestion. Rather than acting off emotions, which sometimes can make people say really silly things,
act on the facts. No, what did I say, silly? All I'm gonna tell you is this:
you said it wouldn't happen if it's a white team.
This is definitely a race issue because again, you and him, everything that we do, you're gonna tear down. You said Derrick Rose was an idiot. You thought Lovie Smith was the worst coach in the world.
No, I didn't. I never. Don. Now, Don. Don. You need here's Don. Get the imaginary Klansman out of the closet and make him go away.
When you can take your son to hockey and all that, there's some things we have to do out of necessity. You don't understand it because you don't have these struggles. You don't have the
struggles. What struggles do you have?
What struggles do you have?
Share your struggles with us.
Hold on. You say you didn't want to document every issue. I did this the same exact thing for my son. I took him from Romeoville and took him to all black teams.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but I'm going to tell you.
Okay. All right, I know we're going to deal with a lot of crazy people today. That'll be number one on our list.
That's just number one.
That's crazy person number one.
No, there'll be more.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. The Wolves are home Friday at 7, Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. Little League International is forcing Jackie Robinson West to vacate many of its wins, including its United States Championship, after the team violated residency rules. Mark Kunkel of DNA Info said the rumors of cheating began months ago.
When the team was in the World Series, you know, people were whispering that, you know, these kids are from the suburbs. And over the course of time, when they won a title, you know, Congressman Robin Kelly tweeted out that some of the boys went to school and lived in South Holland.
Conkle with Spiegs and Manley today. The team manager and the Illinois District 4 administrator have been let go of their positions. Corey Crawford is expected to start in goal tonight for the Blackhawks. They host Vancouver. Chris Versteeg off the injured list now. Jimmy Butler of the Bulls has a strained shoulder, according to an MRI. He is day-to-day. The Bulls will take on Cleveland tomorrow. Football, the Bears have hired Ben Wilkerson as their assistant offensive line coach. Hall of Fame basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian has passed away at the age of 84. And we've got college basketball on the score tonight, DePaul versus St. John's, and the broadcast at 7:45. This update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. And join the scores, Spiegel, Matt Spiegel broadcasting live from 9 to 1 Monday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas. And check out the stylish and smart Toyota RAV4 brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 232 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Why do I think that Kleinsman in the closet is going to be busy today?
Yeah, he's busy in a lot of closets today. Here's the problem. Assumption that, oh, here's a black achievement that's been torn down. What's the motivation to do that? Who would want to do it? It was a feel-good story for everyone. Little League loved the optics, loved that fact. Everybody loved the story. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Who's motivated to say, oh, look, we're going to tear down a black accomplishment? You have to tell me who is doing that and who wants to do that and why. Otherwise, you're just crazy. Give me evidence of somebody motivated, incentivized to want to do it because of that.
Well,
it makes no sense.
I don't know anything. I'm just here, but I just want to tell you this.
It was a great story. Everybody adored the story. To say that, they're tearing it down just because this is a white dude, they wouldn't do it. Nobody wants to do it.
And
the guy who was on earlier, Chris Janes from Evergreen Park.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are angry with him because he saw the celebration of the town of Linwood saying here's one of our player, one of our very, very own that just won. And if somebody thought, wait a second, well, here's awful racist Evergreen Park. Chris Janes is married to an African American woman. They have four children. So if you want to start saying that he's got racist motivations, you're going to look really stupid.
Trust me, the last thing Little League wanted to do was to do this to a story that was just spectacular for them, for everybody involved. So if you don't think these things were egregious, you're wrong. Even if you're not sure what they are. I don't know what happened here, but let me tell you this much what I think. I don't know what happened. God, I hate press conferences where I don't know what happened. But I think this is racist. Oh, my God.
That's literally what he said. I don't know what happened, but this is what I think is racist.
Mm-hmm.
Here's T in Country Club Hills on The Score.
Hey, guys. I wanted to make a quick comment. As a black man, as a prideful black man, African-American, I think that we all have to stand up, look in the mirror, and see that a lot of this, the majority of this, was our fault. Anytime you go into a competitive sports competition, especially dealing with children, you want to be as real and as honest as possible. And we did this to ourselves. If it happened 2 years down the line, cheating is cheating. And the main victim is the children. I heard someone say on the show earlier that they felt like the children should have said something. Listen, when you put any type of fame or notoriety in front of a child, the child is probably going to pick fame and notoriety. So we can't, too much blame it on the children. But the adults that had a hand in this, I think they are the scum of the earth, because none of this would happen if they would have done things the right way. And someone made a great point saying that what about the other kids who qualified in the area, in the Jackie Robinson West area, who got looked over and didn't have a chance to play because kids were brought in from surrounding areas.
Right, there were other players. There were other players in the play in Jackie, because they say, well, black areas, we don't have enough kids to fill the team out. Well, what? Sure you do. Sure you do.
I thought it was really unfortunate.
Thank you, T. And my old hometown, Country Club Hills, one of many I was in.
The many hometowns.
One of them.
And boy, when she said the money college pipeline, that's a showing of the ass.
I'd like to just tell her, no, it didn't. No. I mean, if he's a really good athlete, and whether it's baseball, whatever it is, they'll find him. They won't say, forget this kid. That's not going to happen.
This is just one tournament. How many games they play as that same team as the White Sox Aces?
Yeah.
As full time travel.
Mm-hmm. Well, they put the gang all back together. And, they can do that. They can do that if they want to go to other tournaments.
Just not this one. That's all.
Yeah, just not this one.
Jake in Zion, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys, man. I tell you, when I hear callers like your last one, I get hope. It's like some people, I had so much, I was so encouraged by your first group of callers, and then you got the crazies coming in. But see, that guy, guys like him, guys like, they get it. And then they, guys like him, probably just, their skin crawls when they hear people like Jesse Jackson and the other lady that works for the Tribune, Mary, that you mentioned.
Oh, that's Sun-Times, Mary
Mitchell.
Mary Mitchell, yeah. Mary Mitchell, because I see her on public television, and I'm just like, why do they have her here when there's so many more? They've got a new black girl there. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make this racist, but they got a new black girl there that she's intelligent, she's sharp. Why in the world would they have Mary Mitchell when they could have her? But anyway, Jesse Jackson has to be on the wrong side of everything, because if he's not, the contributions will quit flowing.
Well, he's going to, you know what? I mean, you know, he talks about being bullied. He's going to bully Little League on this. They're going to bully Little League. They're absolutely going to do this. There's no doubt in my mind. It's been cast. Here they come. To get ye.
I'm not quite sure what your leverage is or what you're going to accomplish.
They threw it, didn't they? They threw it down.
I mean, you can't ignore the facts, though. You're not allowed.
I know.
And to go in hard on this.
On this, yeah.
On this. Lincoln Square Samurai says, trying to reframe a children's baseball championship in the context of racism is just bad. There are racial issues in this city. Trying to use any of the effort that must be expended slaying this dragon on a cheating scandal in youth baseball is a waste. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. No question. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Today is Saturday. That's right, this Saturday. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret for Valentine's Day, available only at pajamagram.com. And I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll say. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar now just $99. Three pairs of Vic Firth X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
State Farm.
Hey, I have car insurance, but I want to protect the rest of the stuff in my apartment. Some of my action figures were ruined recently.
We can add a renter's policy. For the cost of one action figure, we can protect your entire army of action figures against fire, theft, burst pipes.
Great! It's hard untangling wet alien hair.
Add renter's insurance to your auto policy for as low as $4 a month. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm. Estimated additional monthly cost of $20,000 in renter's insurance with purchase of qualifying State Farm car insurance.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-PROACTIV. 844-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No, me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
The chips and chopped nuts. Nothing scores more points on Valentine's Day than a box of Sherry's Berries. Plus, right now, they're starting at $19.99. You're welcome.
Guys, there's still time to get your gourmet Sherry's Berries this Valentine's Day, starting at $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal ends this Thursday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 8080. That's berries.com. Secret code 8080.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boundaries in Little League are, you know, those are the building blocks of what Little League stands for. Without boundaries, it's really not Little League anymore. So I think Little League stands behind its boundaries 100%.
That's Chris James from Evergreen Park on Spiegel and Manley right here in Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, we're talking to you. And I assume we'll be talking to you for hours today, don't you think?
I find something interesting, too. This is to neuter this argument of, well, this is they only found these violations because of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
This is from a newspaper in Georgia, the Ledger Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
And in July this year, so this is July 31st, Peachtree City Little League was declared ineligible. Ruled ineligible by Little League. Here's the same spokesman, Brian McClintock, Director of Media Relations for Little League. And he says that rules were broken. They violated three regulations. This is Peachtree City Little League. It has to do with how many players can be 12 years old. It has to do with all of the volunteers submitting a specific application for background screenings, and the third rule is that Little League team has to be under the direction of a manager and not more than two rostered coaches. So they were ruled ineligible and removed from competition. So don't go there. It happened to a team this year for arcane rules violations.
Yeah, I think that, you know...
And none of those rise to the level of boundary violations, by the way.
When you look at this, what a massive job this has become to try to monitor all these cheating bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. How would you like that gig?
It just got more expensive, too.
Yeah. Would you like that gig?
Think about it. Think about how much more expensive it just got. Now, what they have to do.
Oh, my God. My God, you can't trust anybody. Yeah, you got to check, micromanage every.
Oh, you know what? I see why now. I am looking at a picture of the Peachtree City roster.
Mm-hmm.
They have a black player.
Oh, now you got it. See, had to be. But you know what I mean? Look at this. You're talking about the entire country, and then the world, and you're trying to monitor all these people who are just absolutely 100% willing to cheat their way to this without even blinking. And in any way possible, any way, they'll do it. It's really sad. I mean, you've created a sad, sad monster. Here's what you've done.
Here is West Side Mike on the Score. Mike.
Different West Side. Mike, how are you doing?
Hey.
to agree with T from Lynwood and to take it a step further, as if the parents, the adults, haven't been the problem in this thing all along. We have now, you know, the cliched teachable moment, and this is a teachable moment, and what the adults are continuing to fail these kids, in my opinion, when the lesson is don't cheat. What we saw from Jesse and Flager and Mary Mitchell and Mrs. College Money Pipeline, et cetera,
the lesson they've taught these kids, so you know they're still victimizing these kids indirectly, is that when you get caught at something, play the race card, say play the victim, insult the people who defeated you or who played against you, call them racists. This is the lesson that these kids are going to take away from this instead of the proper one.
Well, we sure seem so.
Yes.
Hey, look, you got a guy running. You got a guy running for mayor in this town that refers to this as Whitey.
All right. Here's this is from a local TV station in Peachtree City.
Peachtree City.
The day before the team was supposed to leave for the regional tournament, the president of Peachtree City Little League received an email that dashed the team's dream of playing in the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It was nothing but broken hearts and sadness, Brandon Taylor, president of Little League Peachtree City, said. There have been a lot of tears shed over this. Taylor had to call the team's coach Thursday night at a pep rally. The team was leaving that Friday for Warner Robins to play in the Southeast Region Tournament. Because of bad paperwork and multiple violations, the team Peachtree City beat advanced to the tournament. Here's what the president of the league said. As the president of the league, it's on me. If we make an error, I am standing here telling you I did. I own that. But it's not fair to punish these kids to let them win a district championship and a state championship and then pull the rug out when three levels of Little League officials missed it, just like we did. Taylor said Little League officials had all their paperwork from the start of the tournament and never mentioned any of the infractions the team committed until 2 days before the tournament started on August 2nd.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Yeah, again. Do you understand what a massive undertaking this is?
And he said the grown-ups made the mistakes here, not the kids.
Okay.
And the official statement from Little League was, upon the review of the Peachtree City National Little League's affidavit, the Little League Tournament Committee, in conjunction with the Southeast Regional Office, found that Peachtree City National Little League had violated Little League regulations, which led to the disqualification of their Little League Tournament team.
Racists.
It's 30 miles southwest of Atlanta.
See, I just think, you know, when you think about this, again, like I said, look at where this team was. Look how long it took. 6 months. What happened? Well, you know, I mean, look at this example. It could be the black kid. I guess it could be that could be who they're looking for. But it has just become so common, so accepted, so whatever. I don't care. You see it. You will see it as your kid goes on. You'll see it. It'll happen. You go, what? Wait a minute. That couldn't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
I think we have the actual West Side Mike here on the score.
Oh, back to back West Side Licks?
Oh. Hey, it's Summer. Let me say something. People, why y'all go get Jesse Chastain for everything? He's a liar. Quit believing. He's not telling the truth. He didn't even know what he was saying. He's a vegetable. Stop believing what he said. He's racist. I don't believe nothing Jesse Chastain said because even though his son went to jail for lying because he tried to cover it up. Quit believing what Jesse Jackson said. And the parents, you're wrong because y'all signed the certificate and lied. Only way your kids can play on the team, you have to lie on the application. So admit it. Y'all cheated. All y'all is hot garbage. Even the coach. Y'all was on every network. Every network. Now you're scared to come on 6-7 to score. Admit it. You lied and you're all hot garbage. And one more thing, Jesse Jackson also lied and said when Martin Luther King got shot, he was dead. He wiped the blood. So quit believing that vegetable. He's a hot garbage. He's old. Forget about it.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Well, we'll have a complete transcript of that later in the show. Don't worry if you
as
don't.
As always.
What?
As always, transcript will be provided.
Yeah. You will read it clearly in English, and we love Mike, but we always like to make sure exactly what he said.
This
he gets
is
excited.
Jason on the South Side. You're on the score, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Just calling in to say I'm listening to all this race talk. I'm a black man myself. The only thing that I haven't heard from any caller that you guys have gotten into or talked to today is, what does the Little League people take responsibility for any of this? Because to me, all this should be investigated before these kids even go to Williamsport and it even gets that far with them. It shouldn't even went that far, in my opinion.
Well, they did look at it twice, and then they kept having more evidence provided for them. I mean, you can only go with what you can find, and there's no statute of limitations on this. Yeah.
Look at the scale you're talking about. I agree with you, but look at the scale.
Right, you're right that ideally you would have found it before, but just like mm-hmm. we see with Peachtree City, they said the same thing. You know, they said,
I agree, fellas, and I'm sure that there's a big pool in everything, and I played Little League baseball, and I played out in Dalton, but I lived in the city with my mother. She took me there because she felt comfortable there back when I was a young kid and everything, because of the things in the inner city and everything. But to me, in Illinois, in Chicago, we see this all the time, especially like in high school sports, things like that. You get kids from other neighborhoods to play for this basketball team, this baseball team. They win state titles. And they don't live in none of these areas or things where they play it.
Correct. Yep. That's correct. Right. That is absolutely correct.
There are tournaments where that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's okay. You can import people.
Yeah. And basketball players have been imported to play on teams forever. And they managed to have an address. And they live there now. And now you're going to whatever. So, yeah, that's happened forever, my friend.
Absolutely. Didn't that happen famously with Isaiah Thomas?
Yep. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah. It's he lived in the west side of Chicago. Yeah, it did. A lot of people. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, Landon Sonny Cox, that's not a name. That's a name, not a job. I mean, for years, had players that, for the love of God, we talked to him in the old days on the score. Oh, come on, dude. Remember in the days when King ruled?
Oh, I do.
God. Oh, my God. You think all that was like some coincidence? They all happened to be from that?
Oh, I...
Come on now.
There was a former King player who was a fringe pro basketball player and was on a team that I was working mm-hmm. for. The stories he told me about how far Landon Cox would drive to come pick him up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's who do it, too.
And I said, really? He said, yep. He said, every day. Said Coach Cox would come by in his car, mm-hmm. and he would honk the horn in out in front. I would come down. I would get in, and I would go to King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I said, well, why would he do that? He said, because I could jump 37 inches up into the air.
Good enough.
Yep. He said, that got me a ride to school.
Hop in. he was quite something. And, yep. You know, I don't know how much thing I don't cover it anymore, so I'm not around it. But, yeah, it's been going on forever and ever. And, again, you could say, well, Little League should have found it. Sure, we agree. Little League should have found it earlier. They got Peachtree earlier. But sometimes it's just not there till later. It's not a – they didn't want them to win and make this feel-good story and then take the title away. That was not – I mean, you have to face – when you do this, you have to face a little more examination. You're going to get a closer look again. And when people keep complaining and saying, hey, I don't think this is right, they better take another look here, see what you see. I mean, they do it.
And now there's a statement from White Sox Executive Vice President Ken Williams. He says he still considers Jackie Robinson West champions. I would consider calling and getting my $20,000 back. That check you cut for him. That's what I'd be considering. For Boris and Bernstein, you're listening to The Score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy premiering Thursday, February 19th, after The Big Bang Theory.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar now just $99. Three pairs of Vic Firth X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins?